This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Voting is in progress for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Overall, nearly 48% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories are being covered in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 in Jharkhand, along with 1 each in Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Polling is also taking place in Odisha for the second phase of assembly elections for 35 constituencies. Assembly by-elections are also being held for Gandhi's seat in Jharkhand and Lucknow East constituency in Uttar Pradesh. 695 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prominent candidates whose fate is being decided today include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and KL Sharma, Umar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. Over 9,47,000 officials have been deployed across 94,732 polling stations. Facilities like water, sheds, ramps, volunteers and wheelchairs are available at the polling stations. Overall, nearly 48% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. Here is the polling percentage in the states. In West Bengal, nearly 63%. In Ladakh, over 61%. In Jharkhand, nearly 54%. In Odisha, nearly 49%. In Uttar Pradesh, nearly 48%. In Bihar, over 45%. In Jammu and Kashmir, nearly 45%. In Maharashtra, nearly 39%. Campaigning has intensified for the remaining two phases of Lok Sabha elections. Senior political leaders are crisscrossing the states, holding public meetings and roadshows to garner support for their parties. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a rally at Jhargram in West Bengal this afternoon. He said TMC's frustration is at its peak after sensing defeat in the Lok Sabha polls. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi addressed public meetings at Angul and Katak in Odisha. He said promised to increase the minimum support price of rice crop from 2,200 to 3,100 rupees per quintal if voted to power in the state. Mr. Modi said people in Odisha are suffering from poverty despite the state being rich in natural resources. Prime Minister Modi also led a 2-kilometer-long roadshow in the holy town of Puri this morning. Odisha Chief Minister and BJD President Naveen Patnaik is also scheduled to hold a mega roadshow and series of public meetings this evening. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held rallies at Karnal and Hisar in Haryana today. He said the Narendra Modi government has taken strategic steps to accelerate a transformation in the farming sector. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed public meetings at Dumaria Ganj and Sant Kabir Nagar in Uttar Pradesh. He promised the INDIA bloc government, if voted to power, will provide 30 lakh jobs to the youth and will also work to end the Agnivir scheme. The Gujarat ATS has arrested 4 terrorists at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport in Ahmedabad. According to local authorities, all the arrested terrorists are residents of Sri Lanka and are associated with the Islamic State. They travelled from Sri Lanka to Ahmedabad via Chennai. In Chhattisgarh, 15 people, including 14 women, have been killed in a road accident. The accident took place under Kuktur police station area of Kabirdham district when a vehicle lost control and fell into a ditch near Bahapani village. There were 25 people in the vehicle who were returning to their village after plucking tendu leaves. 8 injured people have been admitted in hospital. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has appointed Vice President Mohammad Mokhber as acting president in the wake of Ibrahim Raisi's death in a helicopter crash. The Supreme Leader also ordered 5 days of national mourning for Mr. Raisi, who had held the presidency since 2021. India's young sensation in para-athletics Deepthi Divanji smashed the world record in the women's 400-meter T20 and grabbed her first gold at the World Championships at Kobe in Japan today. Deepthi clocked 55.07 seconds, breaking America Brianna Clark's earlier world record of 55.12 seconds. And with that, we end this news bulletin.